you're joined in the Media Center with number one qualifier, Steve Torrence. Steve ran a 6.57. No, he didn't. I'm sorry.
I ran a 3.657 at 331.61 miles an hour. Steve, you're starting the new year number one qualifier and number one on your wing. Talk about your mindset for tomorrow. Well, Allie, what? I don't even know where to go with this. It's really humbling, special, unique. I mean, it's a lot of different emotions going on. To be a world champion in a class that is the pinnacle of the sport, to be able to come out here and compete is just a dream for me. I mean, it's a lifelong dream to race Top Fuel, much less be a champion. We accomplished that goal coming here. Off season was really fun, really relaxed. The guys worked a lot and really hard, but I think all the hard work has paid off. We went to testing like we talked about yesterday, and things went very well. We came here. They weren't as good as what we wanted them to be, and we made some wholesale changes this morning, learned from them. Billy did as well, and I think Hogan told him, he goes, well, guys, you're on your own. And so between the two cars on Q3 this morning, we were able to... gather some data that we really were able to use on Q4, and it played well for us.
Mm-hmm. You want to do your next one?
You saw your dad go to the number one spot and then stole it from him. Talk about the rivalry. Like I said, I live across the street from that guy. I work with that guy every day. If he doesn't do well, I'm going to tell my mom, and that's the same thing he said about me. The cars are very, very similar right now. The way that they're tuning them, the way that we both are driving, he's driving unbelievably well and couldn't be more proud of him. The thing went out there, looking at the numbers, he put a hole out. We looked at the runs when I got back. He'd put a hole out early before the finish line. That's why it only went 3:26. Looking at the short times, the half track speed and ET, he was running quicker than we were. So I did talk a little trash to him before the run. I said, I don't know what you're going to run, but it's not going to be as quick as us, so I hope you have a good time.
All right. Bobby, any questions?
Anybody have any questions? Bobby?
How about you that your dad? What happened with that little section of the wing?
It was doing good until it quit doing good, and it blew out.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't have any real scientific answer. It was there for 1 minute, and it was gone the next. Second. Ma'am, poof was gone.
Bobby, anything?
I don't have anything.
It
else.
Quit winging. It started flying.
So Steve, is this the race where you and your dad raced in the final? Because the last time it was set up like this, it was Brainerd when he qualified number one and you were two.
Honestly, that's gonna be up to Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, Walt Prisbel, and Jason McCullough, and maybe Billy and I. We got to go do our jobs, and there's going to be three other guys that are going to do their best job to stop that from happening. So we got to, there's six other guys, so we got to do the best we can tomorrow and see where it puts us. But it would be great to open the season that way and then just go kick his butt.
Steve, on your video game, how many extra men do you have out here?
Oh, we're getting free lives every time we go up there.
You're also creating some of your own. Toughest Rider was obviously your dad, and he helped you get Scott Palmer. I mean, he's stepped up. Great.
Yeah, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Scott. They've had Tommy Thompson over there and a lot of guys that they're entertaining, and I hadn't really went over there, and I usually go over there and harass him pretty heavily. But I'm really happy for those guys. They're doing great. He's run his career best a couple different times here, so they're doing really well. And, at the end of the day, we're some independently funded, family-run race teams. And my dad, myself, Palmer, I'm happy to see that the one car, single car, whatever you want to call us, guys are coming to the front.
The guys who buy store-bought parts.
Store-bought parts buyers.
Anybody else? Yeah, now we've got a shot of rain. Could mess up the schedule.
Does that
change the way you think tonight?
No, I all I have to do is drive. So whether if it's raining, I'm just not going to drive then. But if it's not, I'm going to drive then. So as far as what the weather's going to do, We'll make all the plans we want to. God's going to make his plans and laugh at ours. And if we want to go, if he wants us to go racing at noon tomorrow, we will. And if not, we'll wait till he says it's time. 11, yeah, it's close enough. I mean, it's like 1 o'clock at home. All right. All right, thank you very much.